Quarter past nine on the early edition. Now, a partially sighted woman from Glasgow has invented a product to help visually impaired people play the guitar. Wendy Leckerman is a music teacher who suffers from glaucoma. When she found her eye condition was holding her back in her working life, she invented a set of coloured nylon guitar strings which enable her to both play and to teach. She's called them Wendy Strings. Inside Radio's Leanne Coyle got a lesson from inventor Wendy Leckerman at her studios in Glasgow.
On this guitar, you'll notice that you've got the very vibrant, the blue, the green and the pink, okay? They're your bass strings.
Okay, but so the blue string, that's the top string.
Yeah, that's your lowest in sound, which is normally known as the E string, low E string. You can see yourself, it's very noticeable,
it's identical. It's very vibrant, yeah, it's not just any old blue, it's shocking blue, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the next string's green. What note's that then?
That would be the A string. Then they've got the other bass note, which is the D string, which is a nice pink colour.
Yeah, again, the green and the pink strings are really noticeable, shocking colours, so obviously you find that helps a lot with the kids.
Yeah, it stands out. So if I said to you, go to the blue string and press down your finger at the third fret, you're actually playing the G note, but without having to know that at this stage, you instantly went to that.
So in place of the notes, would you say blue string, green string?
Blue string, third fret, yes. Uh-huh. So it's worked to a coding. So you've got like green, three, blue, four, and that refers to your frets and fingers.
Well, it sounds like it'd be quite a fun and easy way to play guitar, I think. The strings have a really nice sort of feel to them. But I'm going to get the expert to play a bit of guitar now, if you can demonstrate how your strings sound.
I'm going to play a wee section of Over the Rainbow.
A bit about your invention.
It's a product for the guitar. It's coloured strings. Each string is different colour, and it's to help people that have got visually impaired problems. The reason I came up with it is because I have problems myself, and I find it very difficult to see the strings. So by making each string a different colour allows you to actually see the strings very much quicker, and it's easier also to teach with.
You've just shown me a set of these strings. They not only look like they'd be very helpful, they're very aesthetically pleasing as well. Do you find kids, it might even inspire them to want to play the guitar?
Yes. If you've got even an old guitar knocking about the house and a child wants to try it, by putting the new strings on it, you instantly actually make it cosmetically a lot better. And therefore, children are always drawn as well to colour. So the minute they see vibrant colours, it inspires them to want to use something.
So Wendy, apart from the fact that obviously these strings are multicoloured and hence easier to see, what makes Wendy's strings different?
They are made of nylon, which is very important when you're learning. The reason for that is that nylon strings are kinder to your fingers, and in the event that a string breaks, you don't get a bad laceration from them. Steel strings are obviously they're made from steel, and if they do snap, they can cause significant damage. Therefore, really, the nylon gut is preferred when you're learning, and also because of the thickness of the strings, you're able to show the colour better. And also along with the strings, there's a tutor book available which ties in with the colour coding and allows you to learn all the up-to-date modern songs, and there'll be a series of different books coming out in the future. I'll be making sure that they're large print. They're more diagrams rather than a lot of jargon written down.
So you said that you yourself at the minute are partially sighted, and that's the whole reason why you came up with this idea. What kind of problems were you having before? Was it a case of your vision was blurring so you couldn't see the strings?
I suffer from glaucoma, and it was initially just problems with the pressure, with called spiking, going up and down and getting it stable. But over time, it gradually got worse and my eyes started to actually blur and go in and out of focus. So when I'm looking at the strings, instead of it looking like a straight piece of gut, it was actually like it was a serrated edge, which was actually very disorientating when I'm teaching, because you're not looking at something just naturally straight on. So it was mainly through that, and gradually my vision's been starting to go on the right eye, so it means it becomes even worse. So that's really why I've, you know, been devised the strings and trying to use them more.
Is it fair to say that had you not come up with this solution, then you'd be looking at maybe not being able to work because of your eye condition?
Well, eventually, yeah, on a long-term basis, you know, I've got to think ahead of what would happen maybe 3-4 years down the line, and thinking, well, I am struggling now quite often to actually teach, especially if it's a group of maybe 3 or 4 people, because my vision to take in, you know, a wider a range of people sitting around a room is quite difficult if you've got visual problems. So yes, on a long-term basis, that's the whole idea of devising the strings to make me help me to continue.
And you mentioned that you actually teach some visually impaired children. So what kind of feedback have you had from them?
Really good feedback. Most of the children, whether they're visually impaired or not, just find it's so much easier to actually learn. Because if you actually go to, you know, when you're teaching them the strings and they're not quite sure of which is the sixth string and which is the first string or which is the E and which is the A and so on, it's very difficult for them to actually know whereabouts in the guitar you're talking about. And from the issues of not being able to touch children when you're teaching, it becomes very difficult to actually say to them where to put their fingers. So by using the colour, I can actually say to them, look, go to the green string, 3rd fret. And even the visually impaired child can see these vibrant strings, so they'll instantly they know where you're talking about.
Do you think this isn't encouraged visually impaired children, or the parents of visually impaired children who perhaps previously would have thought that, well, my child's visually impaired, they would never be able to learn guitar? Do you think this has maybe changed people's views on playing guitar?
Yes, hopefully it has, and as we're at early stages of just launching the product, so over time my aim is to make it accessible for people, especially visually impaired people, to be able to take up an instrument, because just now there's a lot of teachers that are very biased in teaching people who have no problems with vision or disability. But when it comes to actually teaching somebody who does have a disability visually or physically, they find it very hard to teach. And hopefully by having a product available to them that they can use, this would hopefully start to encourage them to take more people on board that they wouldn't normally be encouraged to teach.
On many levels, this is an excellent product, and I really hope it goes a great way in, you know, in bringing music to visually impaired people's lives. How do you feel personally about the fact that it was your brain that came up with this great idea?
Very excited. I'm hoping, obviously, to just try and just work as much as I can to get as many people aware about the strings, because I think it's important that everybody, whether they're impaired or not, visually impaired or not, should be able to have a chance of learning an instrument. And the guitar, because it's such a relatively cheap instrument to start with, means that, you know, people should be able to access it quite easily, and it's not too noisy if it's acoustic, and it's compact. You can take it about with you, and, you know, you can really have a lot of fun and enjoyment and share it with others.
What's the next step? When will we see Wendy's strings?
They are on the shelves as from now. Can be got through ourselves, the Glasgow Guitar Studio, or they can, you know, we've got a website online where they can get them that way. They're available at the Glasgow Guitar Studio, and the site is theglasgowguitarstudio.co.uk. And if they want to go online and just email us, it's info@theglasgowguitarstudio.co.uk.
Wendy Leckerman, thank you very much for talking to us today on Inside Radio.
Thank you very much for listening to me.
Inside Radio's Leanne Coyle reporting there. Now, for anyone across the UK who would like to get their hands on a set of Windy Strings, or indeed find out more about the Glasgow Guitar Studio, the website is www.glasgowguitarstudio, that's all one word and it's all in lowercase, .co.uk. www.glasgowguitarstudio, all one word, all in lowercase, .co.uk.
Mythbusters. You shouldn't say words like see or watch to a blind person. Phrases like see you tomorrow, keep an eye out, or did you see that programme last night are perfectly acceptable when talking to someone with sight loss.